My name is Daniel Klein. I will do character voices. I will do accents. I can do various and pitches so that we can talk in my normal rich voice, but I can also bring it up here, and I have the ability to sing somewhat in a high tenor range or also sing in the full bass baritone range.
Good afternoon. No one can come to the phone right now. They are all tied up.
Ivan, say occupied.
I'm sorry. They are all occupied. They will get back to you when they are free, maybe in 30 years or so.
Then one of the other things you got to do is you got to swallow your vowels. I always say that, and then I can go ahead and talk in an Australian accent. We're going to go ahead and have a bunch of the lads and go down to the Billabong. We're going to have a few beers, lovely stuff, beer. And we're going to have a chunder. We're going to have some more beers. Muck up with the roos, muck with the abos. Then, of course, the other thing that we can do is we'll all be sitting around smiling at each other. The wonderful thing about looking at people is that you are smiling and then they are smiling. They do not know why they are smiling, but just looking at you, looking at those wonderful teeth that you have, they will start smiling and the whole world will be much happier.
Oh, you get up in the morning, it's difficult, you know, you got the cramps, you got the aches, you got the pains, but then you go walking around, it gets a little better, then you have a little lunch, lunch is always wonderful.
Then, let's see, oh, Irish, you gotta take your voice and give it a bit of a lilt, then we'll walk down in the park with some of our lads, some of our friends, go ahead and whistle at the girls, because they're lovely looking. Wonderful thing, girls. You know, they make the whole world go round. It's just, it's a marvel. And the greatest thing is that they put up with us. I don't know why, but I'm not complaining. My grandfather was born in Germany. And of course, because you're born in Germany, you say things like chicken. Not chicken, but chicken. And then you have the ham, but ham is of course verboten. So you have maybe a little brisket. Brisket tastes delicious. You go walking around again, spaziere in the park. And then, repeating themes, there's a wonderful girl that's just gorgeous to look at. Me and Tommy, we go down to the park there, and you know, you go walking around, you throw the frisbee, you know, maybe pick up a golf ball, throw it at the pigeons, because you know, who hates pigeons more than New Yorkers? So, if you're English, of course, on a lovely day, you go walking out in the park, having had your spot of tea, take your time, take a nice stroll down by the Thames, and enjoy the sights. There's Big Ben, there's the Houses of Parliament, and of course, the lovely birds everywhere, and I'm not talking about pigeons, lad, I'm talking about the lovely young ones, the fine ones with the long blonde hair, or the red hair, the Irish, when they come in there. Everything you look at is just wonderful on a spring day. We got some stuff down there. We go down southern. You spend some time walking down by the bayou. Look at all the critters running around. And of course, there's Maggie Mae. She looks just lovely sitting out there in those little short shorts. Wonderful kind of person.
Then I don't know, you know, maybe I could go ahead and do a couple characters, you know, weird people that you wouldn't meet on the street, and if you did, you run away. Who knows what people are gonna say when they see you?
Cause you know, sometimes you could be a little bit strange looking, and then they'll just go ahead and avoid you. Cause of course, sometimes there's no reason for people avoiding you because you look a little bit threatening from the way I look and the way I speak.
Of course, every now and again we get something like this where there's a little bit of a phlegm in the throat, but who's talking about that?
And then, there are the kind, gentle people that you meet. Folks that you love to love, and they love to love you, but eventually you realize that they're a little bit strange.